Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for coming to see us tonight, y'all. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, everybody. We had a lot of fun. Thank you for coming out.
This here is a great Wave.
The family Von Trapp. Trap Family Singers. Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. I think we probably got one more in us. Anyone out there got a relative that's a good attorney? Please talk to us after the show.
For what he's doing, 'cause his mama made him what he is, and it's up against the wall, redneck mother, mother who has raised the son so well. He's dirt born drinking in a honky tonk.
What's he doing down there?
Kicking hippies' asses and raising hell.
You know, he sure loves to drink a Lone Star beer, and he chases it down with old Wild Turkey bourbon liquor. He's got a 57 GMC, a pickup truck with a gun rack, and a rather step in shit than smoke his bumper sticker.
And it's up against the wall, redneck mother, mother who has raised the son so well.
So what? Slow down. So what?
He's 34, drinking in a honky tonk.
What's he doing down there?
He's kicking hippies' ass, raising hell.
For this marmot that I saw one time while I was walking down the street, these police were trying to get out of this pickup truck. It was stuck in the engine, and they were tearing apart all the hoses and stuff, just chewing on them. And this one woman was trying to reach in there and grab it, but the marmot kept on like biting. It was really pissed in there, so they were trying to reach in and give it an injection of something that would knock it out, so they could reach out there in there and grab it. But they were working on that marmot pretty much all day long on Main Street over in Telluride. O is for, we blew our turbo when we were coming up from, coming over from California. We got the bus wasn't running very well because there was oil blasted through the turbo there because it was messed up a little bit from Kenworth that worked on it last time. They put it together wrong. So oil was coming out of it. And T is for those tenacious kind of things that get stuck in your hair sometimes and you try to get them out. You got to wash your hair and it's like bubble gum. When you get bubble gum caught in your hair, it's very tenacious. You kind of have to cut it out there to get it out of your hair. H is for haggard, which sometimes after a real long road trip, we get that way. Little haggard. It's also a great singer, country singer, Merle Haggard, you might have heard of. That stands for haggard. E can be a lot of things, like in science when you studied enzymes and things like that, or sometimes you have eggs in your refrigerator for a long time, you don't eat them, and they kind of turn a little bad, or you get them back from the store, and this is what pisses you off a lot, I know. You get them back from the store, you open the carton of eggs, and they're broken in there. Like, and you go, what are you supposed to do? There's eggs all over everything. You take one out to break and you get it on your hands. But R is special because R really, in this song, has only one relevance. And it's a pure, true relevance because R is a strong theme in this song because R is for redneck! And it's up against the wall, redneck mother. Mother who has raised the son so well.
So well, so well, so what?
He's 34, drinking in a honky tonk.
What's he doing down there?
He's kicking hippies' ass and raising hell.
Way down in Flagstaff, Arizona, USA. Continue here or what? How are you guys feeling? You with us? All right.
Family Van Trapp.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.